Feels good to execute. You know, that's all we went back to work and focused on this week is execution. You know, timing, route detail, you know, quarterback feet, like everything, all the little details, what it takes to be efficient in the passing game. I feel like we took the work from practice onto the field, so I feel good about that.
To come back from, I think it was the bad snap and the drive after, to have to drive down there and go 7 yards for that touchdown, just kind of what does that say about the offense and kind of bouncing back in those moments?
You know, we know we have what it takes, but now it's just about consistently doing it. And, like, with our group, you know, specifically, it's a lot of guys that's new, like, from the backup's perspective. And so, you know, we just wanted to, you know, keep. There was nothing. We hurt ourselves, and like when you hurt yourselves, you know, you just focus on the adjustment that's necessary, and you go back out and get back to doing what we was doing, which is moving the ball.
How key to have that after the, you know, some sloppy play early on to get better from that and to kind of learn from it. I mean, that's what this is all about at this point, right?
Yeah, this game is full of adversity. I mean, you guys know. Sometimes you have a slow start and you can finish strong. Sometimes you start fast and don't finish at all. But what we did, we didn't let it compile. We just, you know, locked in with one another and focused on getting our job done, and we was able to do that.
What's the most important thing you feel like you've shown about yourself and how you fit in this offense in year two with Pat Monken?
They know I can handle everything that's, you know, that's expected in regards to, you know, the operation of the offense. You know, my style of play, you know, I'm not exciting as Lamar, and nobody is, but in regards to making the plays that's necessary, I will do that. And then, you know, for me, my experience, I use my experience to my advantage. Just being able to know what the defense is doing, knowing where guys should be, knowing how to handle protections, all those different things, you know, I just try to make sure that I bring that to the practice, to the game every day.
Emory last week gets one snap, it's a strip sack. It's, I mean, first time on the field that happens. For him to come back today, play the way he did, what was that like talking to him on the sideline, seeing him do that?
I was excited for the young fella because we see it every day. We know M got all the skills, make all the throws, show his talent every day. You know, it was just an unfortunate situation. But like all of us, he responded. He came back, he responded. He was real calm, cool, collected out there. He took his film work to the game, and he was able to go out there and put up a good showing, so I'm happy for him.
Coming off of last week, how big was that for you to, you know, have this perfect passing and get the offense going?
It was just, you know, you for me, it was just doing me. Like, you know, I was frustrated last week. I know I expect more of myself. I expect more of this offense. But I also know, you know, there was things that we had to grow on as a unit. And I felt like we focused on that. We didn't focus on the things, you know, that we know, you know, that just showed up in the game. And it happened to just be that day. It was a rough day. But those days, you know, you got another opportunity. We move on past it and we improve, in which we did that. And now we want to stack.
Thanks, Josh.
Have a good one.